Per is also used in the sense of in order to, meaning that whenever to, followed by a verb in English, whenever to implies in order to, in English you don't use it much, yes, because you use to. So you can say, I don't have the time to do it. It may imply I don't have the time in order to do it. So whenever to in English implies in order to, you will say for to do it, per. How would you say that in Italian now? I don't have the time in order to do it now.
Non ho
il tempo. But you can also say non ho tempo. I don't have time.
Okay. Non è tempo?
Non ho tempo. Non ho tempo. I don't have time.
Non ho tempo.
Or non ho il tempo, the time, il tempo.
Per farlo.
Per farlo is right. Per farlo. But, now comes another but. If you use a noun and the noun is followed by a verb, by an infinitive, by a verb, then after the noun you will throw in mostly, not always, but mostly, D. D means of. Yes. So, like, I don't have the time of doing it. It can be, I don't have the time.
Non ho il tempo.
Il tempo. Or non ho tempo.
Non ho tempo.
Of doing it.
Di farlo.
Right. Non ho tempo di farlo. Yes. So you can use either di farlo, or you can also, if you want to say, in order to do it, per farlo. Yes. To leave is
partire,
yes. So I will leave tomorrow.
Parto domani.
At what time do you leave?
A che ora parta?
Is it an hour?
Parte.
Say it again.
A che ora parte?
A che ora parte? Yes. Is that clear? Yes. Yes. So it's either a or e. Mm. Yes. If it is an are verb, otherwise e. E spelled with an e. A che ora parte? So, at what time do you leave next week? The week is la settimana, and next is approaching, prossima. La settimana prossima. So, at what time do you leave next week would be?
A che ora parte?
Parte.
A che ora parte la settimana prossima?
Prossima. A che ora parte la settimana prossima? At what time are you leaving? Are you leaving next week?
A che ora parte?
Parte.
La settimana prossima.
Right. So, do you leave or are you leaving is the same. This doesn't mean that you don't have a future tense in Italian, because you do. In the beginnings of the Italian language, when they wanted to express a future tense, they used to say, I will leave tomorrow, either parto domani, or they used to say, to leave I have tomorrow. So, to leave.
Partire.
I have.
O domani.
Tomorrow. Partire o domani. And he will leave would be to leave he has.
Partire a domani.
Right. Partire a domani. Yes. Now, the partire o, for the two vowels, contracted to
partiro.
But you hit the ending, because I have.
Oh. Yes. Partirò.
Partirò domani. Partir, o, and then through constant usage, they contracted it, and that contraction became the future tense. The contraction of the verb was o, and so became ro. Actually, in sound, it's just ro for I will, R-O. Ro, I will, and for he will would ra. Be ra. For he will, you will, she will, ra. And that is actually universal with all verbs, ro and ra, ro and ra.